On the phone with me, celebrity chef extraordinaire. She is the author of Delicious and Doable. She is one of the great celebrity chefs of our generation, in my personal opinion. It is Charmaine Broughton. Char, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, good morning. After that introduction, I don't know how I can't be good.
Well, Char, it's impossible for you not to be good, so that's all I'll say on that.
Oh, well, thanks, Kev. On that note, let's talk good grub long weekend food.
It is. It's the May 2-4 long weekend, the Victoria Day long weekend, and with weather-wise, people are going to want to get outside.
That's it. It's hard to believe. I can't believe we're at the May long weekend already. However, I will take it because after this winter, I think we are all looking forward to firing up the grill, sitting around the campfire, and enjoying some warm temps.
I agree, Char. It feels like just yesterday we were talking Thanksgiving, so this is a nice change.
Exactly. So let's start off with a beef burger, mainly because burgers are my favorite food, and also I love eating with my hands. I have a whole chapter in my cookbook dedicated to eating with my hands because I often think that cutlery is overrated. And one thing I love about burgers is I can eat them with my hands.
Cutlery is overrated. You have to wash it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's way too much work. So for these beef burgers, so these are my cheddar stuffed beef burgers with a maple mayonnaise. Absolutely unbelievable. We're just going to start off with some ground Canadian beef, some chopped fresh parsley, some chopped fresh rosemary, a little Dijon, some garlic, salt and pepper. I actually don't add any breadcrumbs or egg to my burger recipe. If you've always added an egg or some breadcrumbs to your burgers, you're welcome to, but I just don't think it's necessary. And you're going to take that and you're going to form it into, you can form them into four jumbo-sized burgers or six smaller burgers. And before we put them on the grill, so once you form them, you just want to take your thumb and make a little well in the middle of each burger. And then you're going to take a 1-inch by 1-inch cube of quality aged cheddar. But you could use brie cheese. You could even use some goat cheese and stuff that in the middle of the burger. And then ideally, you want to let them chill for about half an hour before they hit the grill. And then you're going to grill them off about 5 to 7 minutes per side. And you've got these gorgeous cheddar stuffed beef burgers. And then the maple mayonnaise is simple. It's just you're going to take some mayonnaise, a little bit of maple syrup, some Dijon, garlic, salt and pepper. If you had some chopped fresh tarragon, that would be fabulous in here as well. You could do some chopped fresh dill or some parsley. And then you're going to slather this maple mayonnaise all over the burgers on your nice big brioche buns. And, yeah, just consume with your hands and enjoy the long weekend. Okay, so to me, nothing goes better with a burger than a coleslaw. So for the dressing for this, you're going to take some mayonnaise. You could use some full-fat Greek-style yogurt, too, if you want to cut down on the fat a little bit. So some mayo and or full-fat plain Greek-style yogurt. The zest and juice of 2 limes, a little bit of vinegar, just a little touch of sugar, salt and pepper. You're going to whisk all that together. And then for the actual salad, you're going to take half a red cabbage and thinly slice it. But if that was too much work, you could just buy the pre-chopped bag of coleslaw mix, which I absolutely love. You can get it in the produce section, and it's just a great way to cut some time in the kitchen, and the work's done for you. So you're going to take your shredded cabbage. You're going to chop up an apple. If you didn't have an apple, you could use a pear. You're going to grate a carrot, lots of chopped green onion, some mint and dill. Now, that's optional, but the mint and dill just add an awesome flavor to this coleslaw. Some dried cranberries. If you didn't have dried cranberries, sliced dried apricots or raisins. And if you didn't like dried fruit, you certainly don't have to add it at all. And then some pumpkin seeds and a handful of walnuts if you wish. And you're going to toss all that together with the dressing. And you've got this crunchy, beautiful, flavorful coleslaw that goes just fabulous with the burgers. And the other great thing about coleslaw is you can make it the day before and then just give it a really good toss before you serve it. So if you're having company over, or if it's just something that you want to get done a few days prior to your guests arriving or enjoying the backyard, then you can absolutely do it the night before.
That sounds awesome as well, Char.
Do we have time for Mile High Caramel S'mores Bar?
Char, I will always make time for you.
Excellent. Okay, so the beauty, I guess, of these Mile High Caramel S'mores Bars is there's no campfire required. So perhaps you were going somewhere that, you know, you can't have a campfire, you're eating them on a balcony, and, you know, if you can't get to a campfire, you can still enjoy these s'mores bars. So you're going to take some graham cracker crumbs and some melted butter, and you're going to press half of the mixture into an 8x8-inch square baking pan lined with parchment paper, and you're going to bake it off for about 10 minutes. When that comes out of the oven, you're going to let it cool. While it's cooling, you're going to melt some chocolate, some butter, and you're also going to add a little bit of corn syrup. The corn syrup's important here because once the chocolate mixture sets, the corn syrup just helps the chocolate become a little bit chewy so you're not breaking a tooth, because we don't want to break a tooth this long weekend. And then you're going to fold in some marshmallows, and you're going to pour that layer on top of the cooled graham cracker crust layer. And then you are going to take some store-bought, or you could make your own. I do have a recipe up on my website with all these recipes. You're going to take some store-bought or homemade caramel sauce, pour that all on top of the chocolate layer. Then with the remaining graham cracker crumb mixture, you're just going to sprinkle that all on top of the caramel layer. Just press it down lightly with your hands. Let it chill and set overnight. And then the next day, you're going to cut into these mile-high caramel s'mores bars. Not only are they delicious, but they will wow your guests. They present so beautifully, and it's such an easy dessert to make. I know there's a couple steps, but each of the steps is really quite simple. And you've got these mouth-watering, amazing, decadent caramel s'mores mile high bars.
Fantastic, Char. And easy steps, easy ingredients. Where can people find both of those things?
Yeah, so all of the recipes are up on my website, charmainbroughton.com. You'll post a link to it up on the website there. And you can also get all of these recipes are in my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life. And the folks of Stratford can go to Fanfare Books to pick up my my cookbook, and that's at 92 Ontario Street. So maybe this long weekend when you're out and about, you can support those small businesses and on over to Fanfare Books and pick up a copy of Delicious and Doable.
Fantastic, Char, and you are 100% correct. You can get a link to your website in the on-air section of mystratfordnow.com. Charmaine Broughton, thank you for joining me.
My absolute pleasure, and happy, healthy, and have a safe long weekend, everybody. And yes, caramel s'mores bars are part of a healthy diet.